return then to our other time certain item, and then move on to the rest of the agenda. 403, please.
Accept report on the RX Play program review and evaluation.
Mr. Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. Portland Parks and Recreation is engaged in delivering innovative programs to the Portland community. Today, we bring you a report on one of those programs, RX Play. We have staff from the Oregon Public Health Institute who wrote the report, as well as representatives from Intertwine, a local nonprofit entity that is exploring ways to extend and expand Portland's RX Play model, with us here today. Portland Parks and Recreation and key partners formed the RX Play program in 2009. RX Play is an innovative response to chronic preventable health conditions often caused by childhood obesity. The program partners with healthcare providers who write youth patients' prescriptions for recreation courses at Portland Parks and Recreation facilities. The Bureau's budget request this year includes a one-time package to continue this program and transition into a long-term funding model. Portland Parks and Director Mike Abate will share details about the program and introduce our guests.
Thank you, Commissioner, Mayor. My name is Mike Abate, Director of Portland Parks and Recreation. I'm joined today by Gene Reistrom of Kaiser Permanente, who's now retired, and shortly, Tammy Arnold, who's the Director of the Youth Obesity Clinic at Kaiser Permanente, will join. Also, in a moment, Portland Parks and Recreation outreach worker Adolfo Cuellar will come and share some of his results. Our tagline is Healthy Parks, Healthy Portland, and today I'm pleased to present an innovative way that we are helping to achieve this vision. It's called RX Play. As the health and well-being of our children are impacted daily by the environment in which they live, learn, and play, the use of parks and other recreation spaces as a healthy venue is important to consider in a comprehensive view of childhood and family obesity prevention. Nationally, we're seeing increasing commitment by parks agencies and health providers to look at synergistic ways that the two can work together to help prevent childhood obesity. Our Bureau is committed to maximizing opportunities for our parks to positively impact public health, and our current strategic plan includes the following goals. One, expand active recreation opportunities by partnering with the public health community, and secondly, to contribute to improved health outcomes for youth through increased physical activity and improved nutrition. Today's presentation is a report to Council on findings gleaned from a survey that was made possible by a 2015 Innovation Fund grant. We greatly appreciate the Council's support of that grant and of the RX Play program. RX Play is a program that builds upon the role that parks play in the health of our community. It provides a tremendous opportunity for us to continue building strong partnerships with our friends in the health community. And it's a collaboration in which a licensed health practitioner writes prescriptions for children ages 6 to 12 to increase physical activity, send those prescriptions, with family permission, of course, to a Portland Parks and Recreation outreach worker, who then connects with the family in what we call a warm handoff and invites them to come to a community center and find out more about the child's interests, what kind of activities they'd be involved in, and then present to them what options Portland Parks and Recreation has. We offer scholarships for low-income families to cover the registration fees. Portland Parks and Recreation, in partnership with Oregon Recreation and Parks Department, Kaiser Permanente, Multnomah County, and others, grew this program from a tiny kernel starting in 2009. And through that effort, we've learned it is essential to invest in skilled outreach and efforts and reducing financial barriers to participation. So those are some of the ahas that we've learned, that outreach to the families is absolutely critical to success. It's a mutually beneficial relationship between our agency and our healthcare providers. We use existing community investments in parks and recreation facilities to address a significant community problem through a partnership. And we gain new customers, create new habits in our youth, and often that's from communities that may not have engaged Portland Parks and Recreation in the past. Healthcare providers gain a bridge to real activities in the local community. They're able to go beyond simply encouraging physical activity to actually connecting children and their families to real solutions to combat chronic disease and promote wellness. And community-based interventions are more cost-effective and culturally specific. In the process, patients and their families become more connected to their communities, reducing social isolation and increasing civic engagement. And the exciting thing about RX Play is that it really plays to our strengths and utilizes existing community assets, our recreation center, our pools, our playgrounds, our trails. It's funded through the end of June, thanks to that innovation grant, fund grant that I mentioned, June of this year. The grant also funded the report that we're asking you to accept today. The report documents the lessons learned and highlights those practices that lead to success in helping kids get active and engaged through a partnership between healthcare providers, youth, and families. And as Commissioner Fritz noted, we're requesting a one-time budget support package for RX Play in our 17-18 budget. And I'm pleased to have the opportunity to share this information with you today and believe that this unique partnership could move into the future. So I'm joined today, as I mentioned, by one of the originators of RX Play, Jean Rystrom. And although she's moved on from her role that she was playing when RX Play was started in 2009, you'll see that the project has been a labor of love and a commitment to a vision about the synergy of parks, wellness, and healthcare. So, Jean.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity to be here, to all of you who have been helping with this project as well. My name, as we said, is Jean Rystrom. I am retired from Kaiser Permanente, and I was the co-originator of RX Play along with Terry Bergerson from the state of Oregon's Parks and Recreation Department. RX Play, at its heart, is a collaboration. That's the thing I want to really emphasize. Mm-hmm. It bridges the gap between what clinicians always do, which is to give advice about healthy activity, and what we offer in our recreation systems. But it's so hard for people to make the behavior change if they're not already availing themselves of those services and facilities. It's so hard for them to get there. So in this collaboration, the idea is the clinicians continue to give the advice, the recreation program continues to make available their programs and activities, and we're bridging the gap for people. We're helping them by passing information from one organization to the other, and then that organization reaches out to the patient and hopefully smooths the pathway for them to actually affect change. So that warm handoff is really integral to how this works. There are lots of other park prescription programs nationwide. That has actually been happening since we started RX Play. When we started, there were a very small number. Now there are lots and lots of them around the country. One of the differences between those programs and RX Play is that this one is a collaboration. Many of those start out, they're in healthcare or they're in recreation, and then they try to attract partners on the other side. This one from the beginning with Terry and myself is absolutely a collaboration. And it's a collaboration not only between recreation and healthcare, but it's also a collaboration within each of those groups because, as Director Abati said, we have several healthcare partners, and we actually have another recreation partner as well. So this is a community-wide effort where we try to bring in as many people as possible. So OHSU, the Multnomah County school-based health clinics, Legacy, Providence is just getting started. We have many healthcare partners, not just Kaiser Permanente. Key considerations here, that collaboration and the coordination is very important to making this work. So one of the things that happens at the end of the process where the clinician writes the prescription and it's sent to Parks and Rec makes the outreach call, then the person from Parks and Rec, Adolfo, from whom you'll hear, makes an outreach call back to the clinician and lets them know what happened. That turns out to be really important because then the clinicians know what's going on with their patient. They know how to reinforce those messages. They have faith that the program's working, et cetera. So feedback and coordination between the programs is important. This program also, as was referenced before, it was designed to speak to those who are disadvantaged already. The people who already know about parks and recreation, that's great. But the people who don't know that that's their program and it's there for them, those are the ones that we most want to reach. Offering those low or no-cost activities and being able to do that until behavior is changed, because behavior change takes a while, is really important, another important aspect of what we're able to do with the grant. The last thing, perhaps the most pivotal of all, is the dedicated staffing. Having somebody in the Parks and Rec system who is specially trained and experienced, who is bilingual, you'll hear all that from Adolfo. Those are really important things. Not to mention being very, very enthusiastic. So there's kudos to many people for making this happen. Terry and I were the co-originators, but it would have gone nowhere without a whole lot of people's help. And I particularly want to call out Sue Glenn, who has moved on from Portland Parks, but who was a wonderful support to this program. There are sister programs growing around the state of Oregon due to RX Play, and that is not relevant, of course, but it's a point of pride nonetheless. So Seaside is doing something that came out of this when I talked with Providence. Grants Pass called me to talk about could they set up an RX Play program. There's one that's understudy in Wilsonville, and then, of course, Bend is looking at, has actually been doing an RX Play program for a long time and is looking at making it more stable. There's a strategic planning process, which was happening parallel to the study that we're talking about today. The strategic planning process was underwritten by Kaiser Permanente, and it was undertaken by Oregon's Public Health Institute. I'm sorry, I've gotten myself confused. That is the report we're talking today. The strategic planning process was underwritten by Kaiser Permanente, and it was the Intertwine Alliance that is working on that. So we are looking to expand the program. We're looking to expand it geographically, add more partners, and expand the age range of people that we can serve under the program. So I'm now going to move. Going to move to the report itself. Over 100 clinicians have written prescriptions, and over 800 kids have had prescriptions over the history of the program. There are about 20 incoming prescriptions to Portland Parks per month in 2015. About 40% or more are filled. In other words, of the prescriptions that are written, those kids actually end up signing up for a program. And at least 30% of those are then signing up for an additional activity after that one has ended. And then I just want to part with the concluding paragraph from the executive summary from that report, funded by the grant through OPHI. Over the past 4 years, the Portland Parks and RX Play program has facilitated hundreds of conversations between healthcare providers, youth, and parents about the importance of physical activity in improving health. Thanks to RX Play, recreation centers have become important health improvement resources for these youth, their families, and their healthcare providers. RX Play's impact is not limited to physical activity. It has also introduced community members to Portland Parks and Rec, as was already mentioned. Many participants had never engaged with Portland Parks before RX Play, but the program's strong partnership and healthcare providers, successful outreach strategy, and scholarships brought them recreation center doors for the first time. This evaluation shows that Portland Parks staff and other RX Play stakeholders have worked to create a solid foundation of partnerships, data collection, and client engagement for the program, and provide recommendations for how to build on these successes in the future. With that, let me introduce Tammy.
Good morning, Mayor Hales, commissioners. My name is Tammy Telestis-Arnold, and I am a registered nurse with Kaiser Permanente. I was hired in 2012 to pilot a pediatric obesity clinic targeting our highest-risk patients who are considered severely obese and/or that have health-related comorbidities, like insulin resistance, prediabetes, type 2 diabetes, PCOS, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and psychological disorders related to
PCOS,
polycystic ovary syndrome.
Ooh, didn't know that one. Thank you.
We know that obesity continues to be an epidemic in this country, and without interventions, it will not get better on its own. As a healthcare provider, I see on a daily basis the effects that lack of exercise and diet choice has on our families. In a clinic environment, we are very limited with the resources that are available to our pediatric population. We are unable to directly offer exercise programming, and the resources are very few for many families on a fixed income. A majority of the families that I work with are low income. Income in and of itself creates many barriers for families, the obvious barrier being that they can't come up with the funds to put their kids in organized sports or participate in community recreational programs. These families struggle just to put food on the table. Many have 2 and 3 jobs and try to make ends meet, which means that they have significant barriers. It's not uncommon for these children to come from single-family homes with additional stress on their families. While RX Play can't remove all the barriers, it is a much-needed bridge that helps fill the gap for many of the families that I refer to the program. By providing a warm handoff, outreach from PPNR, Portland Parks and Rec, helps to provide some of that stress off the busy parent to find the time to connect with those resources. By offering low-cost and no-cost programming, it helps to remove the barrier of financial access. I have personally helped to connect hundreds of children to exercise programs at Portland Parks and Rec. Our families that utilize the program appreciate the experience, they enjoy it, and they love the resources that are available to them. The program is an asset not only to the patients but to the medical community, as it gives us a tool that we would not otherwise have. Again, resources for children are so limited, which for me highlights the need for more resources, not less. The health and wellness of our children are at stake. And I'd just like to share a really quick little story about one of the patients that I got to refer to this program. She was on the upper end of the spectrum with regards to age, and she came from a single family parent. Mom was out of work, and they didn't have access to a car. So, you know, we tried to problem solve around these issues, because that's kind of what I do, is help them figure out how not only to give them the resource, but how to get to that resource. Mom was extremely motivated. Child was above the 99th percentile, which meant that she was severely obese. And she felt kind of stigmatized about participating in anything in the school, let alone exercising. She felt very uncomfortable in her body. We made the resource connection with Portland Parks. She was very excited. She wanted to make change. Mom was very excited. They wanted to make change. We got them on the bus. They went to our one over off Cherry Park, participated to the full extent that they were able. And I'm happy to report that she lost about 15 pounds and grew about 2 to 3 inches over the year and a half. Made a significant change in this young lady's life. And not only that, her mother was so inspired that she started walking while the daughter was in the swim class. And they actually participated together as a family in the color run. So it was a real win-win situation for the whole entire family. The other thing that I'd like to share with you is, as I talk about my experience, is also some of the experiences of some of our other clinicians and providers. We actually did an in-house survey of over 20 providers to find out what they thought of the RX Play program. And overall, I'm very happy to say that they were extremely supportive of the program. They felt that it met the needs of our patients and that it was easy to fit into the practice for the most part. It helps promote health, financial barriers are minimized, and the process is easy for both the family and the clinician. These are direct words from some of our clinicians. 80% of the clinicians felt that the program provided significant benefit, and that they felt that the program was excellent and it was one of the best prescriptions that they have ever had the opportunity to write. The biggest issues for the clinicians are the program footprint, which is the service area. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had Portland Parks and Rec for not only this area, but that's the problem. I personally live out in East County, and our resources are even more limited, and the food deserts are greater, and the needs are greater, specifically in the Rockwood area. So it makes it difficult. Streamlining the process would be of benefits. Barriers identified by families include the ability to make time for participation, the cost or the concern about the cost, transportation, and just being out of their comfort zone. So those were some of the things that were noted by the providers. But they greatly appreciated hearing back from Portland Parks on the prescriptions that they sent out. They would love to have even more data, because that's kind of what we do in healthcare. The more data, the better, right? And as well as the efficiency of the program. So some of the examples that they provide, one of our providers said that, I've seen several children with elevated BMI whose families struggle to incorporate activity into their routines. The RX Play classes and activities gave them the support and the structure to change, resulting in increased confidence in both children and patients as weight loss occurred. You know, I think as parents, we all want the best for our children. We want them to be healthy. We want them to be happy. But sometimes our desires and our abilities don't always match up. But when it comes to programs like RX Play, they help fill in that gap. They connect our families with the resources and the community recreation that we need. We have to, as leaders in our community, help our children not only thrive for themselves, but for our community and for our nation. And I hope that you will consider allowing this program to continue. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the things that we have learned since 2009 is a critical part of the program is that we're calling it the warm handoff. It's actually having dedicated staff that can reach out to families who have received these prescriptions and invite them in a caring and compassionate way. And I have joining me is Adolfo Cuellar, who has been our outreach specialist, and ask him to make a few remarks.
Hello.
Morning.
I'm here today. I didn't write too much because, honestly, I mean, so to speak, I guess we all really live this, but I was the one making the outreach calls, and so I had the opportunity to speak with the families, and it's completely changed my life, and it's changed who I am, the way that I go about speaking with people in general. RX Play basically made me a more understanding person regarding the human experience. When I first started RX Play, I didn't really understand what the influence would be because I had a bigger picture idea. You know, I realized that health has more to do with diet and with our daily life activities than it does with any kind of quick remedy. And so I started making these calls, and I realized that this was affecting actual families. And these families were amazed at the opportunity to take their child to a Taekwondo class or a swimming class that they had no idea about previously. And that these centers are across the city, and they had no clue whatsoever. And so Rocio is a really great example of the effect of RX Play. Unfortunately, she wanted to be here today, but she couldn't because she's working. And so Rocio had two children in RX Play. One was a little bit older, girl, thin, very, very nervous and shy. And she would stand behind Rocio when they would come up to the front desk. At this point, her child reached 14, so is no longer in RX Play, but is still taking music lessons and swimming lessons, has completed all of the courses at this point, and is actually, she herself came up to the front desk and asked if there's any way that she can get into our lifeguard classes, although she's not old enough, which is fantastic. I mean, that is a complete turnaround. And at one point, Rocio called me, and she asked me what she should do because her child was being bullied. And I realized that I'm now the only connection that Rocio even has to the city as far as she's concerned. She could have come up to the front desk. She could have called the police. But she didn't feel as trusted in that scenario. And so RX Play at that point, or at least my role, left the realm of even healthcare. And it just gave a connection to somebody who typically wouldn't have that connection whatsoever, wouldn't even know about community centers. Provided that connection to some help of some sort for a scenario where she didn't know what else to do. So I'm really thankful for RX Play, for the effect that it's had on my life, and of course for the effects that it's had on countless families' lives. Rocio's fully Spanish-speaking, maybe I should mention that. And on a bigger scale, I think we can all notice the influence that naturopathic medicine is having on healthcare and on insurance and stuff like that. And we also see the recent attention that Kaiser's put onto preventative healthcare. And so we're all, and on the note of what Gene was saying, as far as other parks prescription programs happening, just kind of popping up all over the country ever since this one came up, I put a call into San Francisco recently and realized that there's an association specifically for parks prescription programs. And so they're having conference calls once a month, kind of talking about where this is going and how they can get it there quicker. And that really helped me see that Portland has a chance to truly be a leader in this whole movement by pushing RX Play forward. Thanks.
Thank you, Adolfo. You know, this program, as we mentioned, started in 2009, and I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout-out to Lisa Turpel. Lisa is the staff person who began this, working with Gene and with State Parks. And over her career, her 30-year career, she transformed the organization through policies and systems that promoted professionalism, equality, equity, and access. And most of all, reflected her understanding of how important recreation was and could be in the lives of young people. After her retirement in 2010, the program continued under the leadership of Sue Glenn and Danielle Solomon, who's in the audience today. I want to recognize their amazing work. And it's a dedication commitment of our park staff who have been willing to collaborate with others to make this possible. It represents both the strengths and weaknesses of our strategic goals. It's a passion for innovation exploration, but it challenges us with meeting current service levels while we try to retool for the future. We believe that RX Play has great potential to continue working with Kaiser and Intertwine and other healthcare providers in the region to establish a workable and supportable model that can be sustainable financially long term. I mentioned that the budget request, our budget, includes a proposal to continue the funding at $120,000, and that request is just for the funds needed for people like Adolfo, the outreach workers, and the actual scholarships that we provide the young people. We believe that the next year offers this opportunity to firmly establish the linkage between healthcare cost reduction and access. And so thank you. I'd like to invite Tammy and Jean to join. We'll pull up another chair, and we'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Great. Thank you all. Great presentation. Questions for the team?
I don't know that we have any, actually.
Maybe off the hook.
We have no questions? Okay.
Great presentation. Thank you.
Yeah, you did a great job. Great presentation.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else want to speak on this item before we take action?
No one else signed up.
Huh?
No one else signed up.
All right. Then please, let's take a motion to adopt the report.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you for a great report, and it's really nice to see that this connection between our healthcare providers and our Parks and Recreation departments are really connecting, and I guess it's not so unique. There seems to be quite a few programs now that are doing this RX play or prescription play, but it's really a connection long overdue, and so it sounds like a lot of young people are on a path to more healthy and successful lives as a result of this connection, so I'm very pleased to support it, and thanks for the OPHI validation of this program. Aye.
Novick.
I think one of Portland's goals should be to be the healthiest city in America, and this is a tremendous program which is both improving people's lives and saving money for all of us, because all of us are in the same health insurance pool. So the healthier everybody is, then the better the bottom line for governments and families and businesses. And that's good for the economy, because money that we're not spending on unnecessary health care is money that can be invested in other things. So that's my clinical, technical reaction, but also the stories are phenomenal, and it's magnificent that this program is making a real difference in real kids' lives. Thank you. Aye.
Prince.
Healthy Parks, Healthy Portland. Thank you to our healthcare partners and our parks staff for this report and for the program. I thank Commissioner Fish, who was in charge when it started in 2009, and former director Zary Santner. And again, it's a great testimony to the memory of Lisa Turple. I'm struck by our park staff, Adolfo Cuellar, starting off with what a difference it's made to him. And that's the case for many of our park staff, that the work that we do, we love and we care about the community. We get as much coming to work each day as we do give to those in the community. That's partly why we do the work that we do. And it's important work, and we need to figure out how to continue to fund it. So the budget request we have is for a one-time funding. We are hoping that as we continue looking at healthcare funding, the coordinated care organizations, being able to prove that this has results, you know, the reduction in obesity, the increase in health, that's healthcare dollars saved. And so we are looking to all of our healthcare partners, including the Oregon Public Health Institute, Kaiser Permanente, the OHSU, Dornbecker, the National College of Natural Medicine, and others, and the Intertwine Alliance, to help us figure out how do we get this on a sustainable funding, because it's clear today that this is the right thing to do. and it's the right direction to go, and we need to expand it, as was mentioned, to many more families citywide and figure out how to pay for that. And, of course, it always comes down to how are we going to pay for it. I thank Jean Rystrom, Tammy Arnold, and Adolfo Cuellar for presenting today, and our wonderful park staff, Eileen Argentina, Matthew Calhoun, and Danielle Solomon, as well as Lisa and many others who we just recognize that this is the right thing to do. And as a retired registered nurse, it brings joy to my heart. Thank you. Aye.
Well, this is a great program, and thanks for a great report. We have to keep looking for ways to get upstream in the lives of our kids to change the outcomes. And as the commissioner in charge of the police bureau, who's haunted every night by calls from my bureau about gang violence, I know if we have healthy, connected kids that are getting a great education and access to recreation, that there will be less of those calls someday in the future. We don't know exactly how those positive pathways all work out, but we know that they do, and you do, and that's why you do this work. So it's a very it's great validation to hear how it's working in people's lives and in our employees' lives. Finally, I just want to say to Kaiser, there are some corporations that have slogans and don't do anything, and then there's Kaiser that talks about healthy people and thriving, and then you step up as a partner in a program like this or on Sunday Parkways or on funding the Unity Center, and I just want to commend your organization for being there as a partner to get to the outcomes that we all want. So Kaiser deserves our thanks for being a partner and for backing your slogan with real effort, real money, real commitment, and that's noticed and appreciated. Thank you. Aye. Thank you all. Great work.